Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 10 of Colossians chapter 1. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all perseverance and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
In yesterday's devotion, we began using this prayer of the Apostle Paul as a model, and we made note of the first two requests. Now let's consider the other four. In Colossians 1, Paul prays that his brothers and sisters, and all of us who are believers, would bear fruit in every good work. The Lord desires that our actions bring Him glory. We all seem to be very busy, but the amount of work isn't what matters. Instead, we must be sure that the things we do are eternally valuable. Paul prays that we would grow in the knowledge of God. The apostle's request is not merely for believers to gain facts regarding Christ. He speaks of a deeper understanding in the heart. The apostle prays that we would be strengthened according to the Lord's power. Having endurance and focus in the midst of life's trials requires God's strength. Our own simply isn't enough. And Paul prays that we would walk in gratitude. When we realize where all good gifts originate, we live with thankfulness. Contentment and joy come from a grateful heart, not our circumstances. Life is busy, so prayer often gets squeezed out of our schedules. We must always remember that lifting our loved ones before God's throne is among the most important tasks we can carry out.